Technogram focuses on latest technologies, solutions, and their potential to transform customer operations while enhancing partner businesses. The episodes include insightful sessions on reimagining the digital future. Welcome to Technogram, Redington's podcast, where we drive tech dialogues for the digital future. I'm Janice Eglini, and I handle media and communications at Redington. And today we have Sayantan Dev, who is the president for Redington Middle East and Africa. Welcome, Sayantan.
Thank you very much, Janice. And finally, I get a chance to be part of the Technogram.
Yes, it's been long overdue. We are very happy to have you here. So we are here at Jitex Africa in beautiful, magical Marrakesh. How has your experience been?
It's been a great experience so far. I couldn't make it to the Jitex Africa last year, which was the inaugural edition. But this is my first time in Marrakesh, first time in Jitex Africa, and it's been a great experience. Unbelievable amount of interest coming from customers, partners from across the different countries of Africa. A lot of interest on new technology, a lot of interest on, you know, consolidating the legacy technologies and how to transform. Meeting many old friends, very good vibes all around. Nice catch-ups in the evenings, as you know.
Yeah.
So great time. I think, you know, the bonhomie is, pretty much prevalent everywhere. So
absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about how do you see African markets evolving? As you know, Africa is a difficult market, and people have had a difficult journey to enter. At the same time, the market is so alluring that you cannot ignore it. So how have you seen this evolution happen?
Absolutely. Like you said, that there are many challenges in different countries of Africa, but it all depends upon how you look at them. Particularly in the industry that we are in, which is tech, I do believe that the continent offers and promises a very exciting future, lots of opportunities. You have to understand that what is happening in certain parts of Africa is they are leapfrogging into next generation tech. One of the things that many of the developed markets around the world kind of have to deal with is they often have a very huge legacy infrastructure. So they have one kind of a challenge. But in certain parts of Africa, since we don't have a lot of legacy, so they are leapfrogging into new tech. And the second part is the spirit of Africa also, that we have noticed and observed over the years. There is a lot of fast adoption of new technology, which many people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But the propensity to consume and adopt new technology is very high. A case in point is the mobile wallet in Kenya, for example, M-Pesa.
It
was first of its kind. And likewise, there are many other innovations which are starting out of Africa. The Africa story needs to be told more often and more widely. Not many people are aware of what kind of innovations are taking place in certain markets in Africa. We have been around in Africa for more than 20 years now. We are present directly in 19 countries, so our commitment to Africa has always been there, and we will continue to invest in the continent, and we have a very strong expansion plans across the continent.
So talking about investments, which are the key markets within Africa that you're looking to double down your investments on? And what is it that you're looking to bring to them over the next couple of years?
That's a good question. So, first of all, I want to clarify that it will be grossly mistaken if you treat Africa as a uniform single continent.
That's
it's
true.
It's one of the most diverse geography. The North Africa is very different from the English-speaking countries of East, and East Africa is very different from what we see in South Africa and the Southern African countries, the Indian Ocean Islands. The basic demographics and the landscape of technology to, the culture and food and habitats, and all of that is very diversified across Africa, and different countries are in different stages of evolution as well. And
yeah,
so is it in technology. So the first strategy about Africa is to treat them separately. There are very interesting markets. Coming back to Redington, we have been present in Africa, mostly in the English-speaking part and okay. certain parts of French-speaking Africa. We and also in North Africa, particularly in Egypt, you know, which is one of our first operations when we came to Middle East and Africa. And then we also are very well entrenched in English-speaking Africa. Then we kind of went to French-speaking Africa. And possibly the last frontier is the South Africa and the Southern Africa, where we are doubling down our investments. And then there is another part of Africa, which is the Portuguese-speaking, you know, the Angola, and there is DRC Congo and all
yes.
that. Even in those parts, we are trying to make small movements. But our key focus in African continents will be the cutting-edge technology brands. You know, like I said, Africa is leapfrogging into new technology, and our focus and investment in areas like cloud computing, artificial intelligence, you know, helping customers adopt newer applications, changing the landscape of applications, helping them build modern applications which are cloud ready, which are agile architecture, microservices architecture, modern apps, helping. So everything is towards the niche technology. And the other part is, which is across Redington, there is a very strong, mood in investing in the cybersecurity space.
Yeah.
We also encourage our partners to invest heavily, you know, the specialized cybersecurity partners to invest in newer areas, because this is going to be a very important area as customers move to being more digital, and they are, you know, transforming pretty fast. So the cost of compromise of digital assets are going to be even more than what it has been. And on the other hand, the threat landscape is changing. The threat surface has expanded significantly. So, you know, we see that there is cloud computing, and there is customers are accessing their network from anywhere. Customers are accessing cloud from anywhere. There are new vectors, threat vectors, which are emerging. And it is a very high priority boardroom discussion today in every organization, including that in Africa, of how to secure and how to protect their digital assets. So security is another very important area. And as you know, that we have, on one hand, we are collaborating with some of the most cutting-edge security companies, and we continue to expand our portfolio in that. And on the other hand, we have also invested in building our own managed security practices, and we take that practice to the customers through a two-tier model, which is a unique practice globally. So, yeah, in a nutshell, you know, new applications, artificial intelligence, and its impact on across all spheres of technology, cloud computing, security. These are going to be our focus areas.
And you see the appetite has increased significantly over the last few years from partners as well as from organizations within Africa.
What is that one word that you have heard most number of times since November 2022 when OpenAI released ChatGPT?
Yeah, Gen AI.
You know, the generative AI and you know, AI generally has been you know, the buzzword. But I think, you know, it is it's a very strong general purpose technology which is going to disrupt a lot of things in a right way. And a place like Africa can actually benefit a lot from such a strong technology like generative AI. Important thing is, it is changing in a very interesting way how human beings interact with machines. It is bringing natural ways of communication between human and the machine, which has, you know, a lot of implications in terms of how we can democratize use of technology. You don't need to be a computer literate necessarily to reap the benefits of all the applications that are being developed, for example, for helping farmers in rural areas to improve
yes.
their productivity of farms. So it has a lot of benefits which used effectively can reach the last mile and, you know, overall, you know, people in different parts of the continent and outside will be benefiting.
So you're saying Gen AI will be that one technology that really shapes Africa's digital future?
Gen AI, is being quoted almost everywhere. But I think that there are definitely very specific applications, if used well, is going to benefit everybody, and at the same time, the adoption of GenAI is very natural, and it's is going to be very fast. We can already see that.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you kind of give me your take on how do you see different verticals changing their business models with the current era?
Well, I mean, there are use cases for every vertical. You know, to start with, you know, the place where we saw the first set of adoption of GenAI is our developers of applications. You know, a lot of the development work has been been automated. It's far simpler now with GenAI. You know, Microsoft introduced Copilot first, for example, in GitHub, and then possibly a set of developers have gone in developing softwares in a way that they are not going to come back to old ways of writing codes. So that's the first. So when that happens, you know, the way your applications are developed, you know, changes rapidly, which also means that far many applications in a quicker time can be rolled out, and applications belonging to every industry vertical. So there are horizontal applications, which is, you know, sales automation and chatbots and your CRMs on one hand, HRMs and all of that is going to impact. These are horizontal applications, which is going to impact across all industries. And on the other hand, you have specific use cases for specific verticals, particularly healthcare, banking, etc. And there is a massive use happening in across government part, you know, governments, organizations in most countries. And you will hear a lot more about sovereign AI because it's a natural language,
yeah.
And every government is trying to build their own natural language models. We see a lot of that happening in our part of the world. So definitely it is going to have an impact in many different ways in across different industries.
So what should partners prioritize on, and how should they prepare themselves for this future?
There is a lot of exciting things happening around. But the dilemma our partners have is, you know, which one to choose, what battle to fight, because there are so many things and you cannot do everything, you know, all at a time with limited resources, right? I mean, no one has unlimited resources. And on the other hand, you also need to figure out that how your industry is changing, what you need to do to stay ahead of the curve. You know, you have to spot the trends and, you know, prepare yourself for the future. But the key here is to choose your battle, specialize in the technologies that you feel is synergistic to what, you know, your legacy business has been, and then put your investment one at a time. But specialization would be the key going ahead.
Thank you, Sayantan. That was very insightful. Before I let you go, I promised you a surprise question. You are a veteran in the industry, I think, 17 years now?
In this part of the world, yes. Yeah.
17 years. So I would like to know, what is that one thing that people, that is a lesser known fact about Sayantan Dev?
I think I am a pretty open book. That is what okay. I get to hear. I don't know, but I am a very big movie buff. On one hand, I have been, you know, grown up with, you know, consuming a lot of movies. I like cinema, and I also like to see a lot of theaters. And I have personally been part of many workshops and on and off been part of group theaters. And do
That's interesting. I didn't know that. You have performed on stage.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
I continue to do it on and off when I get time. Yeah.
You also like to watch football, or do you?
I've been a, you know, that is pretty much known to the world.
Yes.
I'm a big FC Barcelona fan and a football fan. I'm a big fan of Indian cricket. You know, my house is a sportsman's place, basically. You know, the only thing that runs 24 hours is a sports channel in my house. So pretty much the entire family is pretty hooked to, you know, sports and many different sports. But, yeah, the entire family is pretty much a football buff and cricket followers.
Okay, that's great to know. Since I have you here, you can also maybe tell me what is your message for those people who are joining Redington, the newcomers to Redington. What is your advice to them?
So, it's a very exciting time, particularly to be in the industry itself. You know, we are very lucky to be in an industry which is pretty much driving the growth of many sectors. Most of the problems in the world is going to get solved by a digital solution, a tech solution. So, number one, it is a great time to be in the industry. And many things to look forward to. You know, your opportunity to really make changes to the world. Secondly, the interesting part of being in Redington is, one is the diversified portfolio that we have, and an opportunity to pick and choose what interests you. So we are present in, in the end use devices space, in the mobility space, up to cloud computing and security and applications, advanced analytics, and everything in between. So you have a wide range of choices of what you want to do, and Redington offers you that to exercise those choices. You get a good view of the entire industry because you are dealing with an entire portfolio of pretty much everything that is there in the IT space. The other interesting part is, the region that we are present in, which is a very diversified region. You know, we are mostly present in Middle East, Turkey, Africa on one hand, and then in India and South Asia. These are all very exciting markets, very diversified. If you are interested to explore new cultures, new people, because doing business is very interrelated to understanding cultures of that place. That's a great exposure to me. Different countries are in different stages of evolution. Being a part of that growth charter of that country is an exciting thing for me. I think that's our newcomers should look for. My only request to them is, we in Redington always encourage people to do experimentations, don't remain comfortable, venture out, take new initiatives. We always encourage new ideas. Any idea is a good idea. Many of the initiatives that we have taken today and which started as an incubation program are some of the growth engines in the company. So you never know, if you have a great idea, there are ways to communicate that to the management, and it might become the next growth engine for Redington. So all these are great opportunities for anybody joining Redington. We encourage people to do more and more experimentation in their job. We encourage people to fail fast. So that's a great place to be in as a newcomer to the organization.
Thank you, Sayantan. Great points, and I absolutely agree. I hope to talk to you soon. And
hopefully.
A pleasure hosting you here today.
It was an absolute pleasure talking to you, Janice, as always. Thank you very much.
Thank you.